Okay, it's the end of the FQL Innovation Forum. We've just finished. There's a bit of buzz around the room as people leave and make contacts and so on. I'm standing next to one of the FQL board members, Ingeborg Bø, from Norway. And we just want to get your impressions immediately after the conference. What was the main message of this conference? What can we take away from it?
Well, for me as a member of the board, it's the main message is there's so much energy in FQL. I mean, because I'm not looking only at the topics, but also on how does it work for FQL, and that is my main good impression from this conference. And the second is about the content, about open educational resources and open educational practices. Coming in with a great force, and how we are embracing it and how to deal with it. And we have looked at the problems, but we are now going back doing it.
I think also another element this time, not having been to previous ones, it's the global element has come in maybe more strongly this year than before with Wayne McIntosh and so on. And we've had input from Asia, from New Zealand, from North America. A prize winner from Saudi Arabia. It's not just European.
No, that's right. And that's I've been in FQL for 5 years now or something like that. And that's what I also see, that FQL is becoming more stable as an organization. Very much thanks to the good secretariat for support, but also our experience. And while we're doing that, we can also expand to other countries. I've had lots of talks about Latin America.
Yeah.
And Russia, we have also
yes.
Russia more active than anywhere else in the conferences that I attend. So I'm full of optimism.
Okay, on that note, we will end for now. So we'll sign off.
Thank you very much to the both of you. I'll continue with my tour from the FQL Innovation Forum in these last minutes of the conference. Stay tuned.